From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has accused Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric now living in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania, for Friday night's failed coup, and he's demanding Gulen be extradited. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says proper extradition procedures would be followed. Since the coup, more than 6,000 people have been detained, and former U.S. Ambassador Kurt Volker, ambassador to NATO, tells VOA this concerns him.
What I'm very concerned about is that Erdogan, who had already shown some very strong anti-democratic tendencies before this coup, will use the coup plot and the attempt of the generals to take power as a justification for cracking down in society even more. And I think we may see a more restrictive environment in Turkey, less press freedom, less political openness, even than we were seeing before the coup itself started.
Thousands Sunday attended funerals for those killed during the attempted coup. The latest violence in South Sudan is expected to be high on the agenda of this week's African Union summit in the Rwandan capital, Kigali. Chadian President Idriss Deby said the recent violence, in which some 300 people were killed, is a reminder of the need to adapt the AU to the reality of the time we live in. He said the organization is incapable of dealing with the many crises facing the African continent. A shady ceasefire, a shaky one that is, appears to be holding in the South Sudanese capital, Juba. International community has demanded that President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar abide by last year's peace agreement. This is VOA News. The process of identifying the victims of a truck attack in Nice, France, continued on Sunday. 84 people were killed in the Thursday night attack on a seaside promenade. Just 35 bodies have been identified definitely. Mohamed Boulel drove a 19-ton truck at 90 kilometers an hour, mowing down people over a 2-kilometer path. Boulel's neighbor, speaking here through an interpreter, told reporters he was unusual.
He was frightening. He didn't have a frightening face, but a look. He would stare at the children a lot.
The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's attack in Nice, but investigators are not sure Boulel was acting as an IS soldier. Syrian government forces closed the only road leading in and out of rebel-held parts of the northern city of Aleppo on Sunday, giving President Bashar al-Assad's forces one of their biggest successes in the civil war. Sunday's push raised fears among the city's civilian population of a humanitarian crisis, as many feared food and medicine will run out in Aleppo within a short time. Aleppo and its suburbs have been intense fighting, have seen it in recent months with Syrian troops and their allies advancing with the aid of Russian airstrikes. Three police officers were shot and killed, three others wounded Sunday in the U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after a gunman opened fire with an assault rifle. The gunman is identified as a 29-year-old African-American male and former U.S. Marine who served in Iraq. President Obama condemned the killings in an address to the nation.
This has happened far too often, and I've spent a lot of time with law enforcement this past week. I'm surrounded by the best of the best every single day. And I know whenever this happens, wherever this happens, you feel it. Your families feel it. But what I want you to know today is the respect and the gratitude of the American people for everything that you do for us.
Sunday's incident is the latest episode in a month of violence and heightened racial tension in the U.S. Two African-American men were killed by police, one in Baton Rouge, the other in the state of Minnesota. Just after that, an African-American gunman killed five police officers in Dallas, Texas. And one of the all-time great performances of golf happened on Sunday. Sunday's on Sweden's Henrik Stenson won the British Open, defeating Phil Mickelson by 3 shots, Stenson becoming the first male golfer from Sweden to win a major championship. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.